U.S. greater than Malaysian man succeeds in appealing a reduced jail sentence for raping own daughter. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us. World of Buzz Malaysian man succeeds in appealing a reduced jail sentence for raping own daughter news. Having a late dinner again? Here's why you should try eating dinner earlier. Finding it hard to sleep at night? Maybe it's because you're a pessimist. Malaysian man succeeds in appealing a reduced jail sentence for raping own daughter. Watch, Kita fishermen rescue and release a whale shark trapped in a fishing net. WHO says too many countries are headed in the wrong direction and it's going to get worse. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Malaysia. Here's what happened. People Features Lifestyle, H&M, Aldo and six popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wab tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. 10 authentic delicacies to try in Cebu, Sarawak, the new Fuzhou. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after six-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup, Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup, more Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 52-year-old Kuching man has received a reduced jail sentence from 115 years to 45 years for raping and molesting his daughter. The judge panels Datuk Yaakob M.D. Sam, Datuk Lee Swee Seng and Datuk Suping Lien accepted the appeal to cut down on the jail sentence without any opposition but held onto the sentence of 20 lashes, reported by Dayak Daily. The man was charged in 4 cases with 6 charges in total. The jail terms are set to 5 years, 10 years, 15 years and 15 years where they will be carried out concurrently. The daughter was only 12 years old when she was raped for the first time back in 2014, in a small hut located in an oil palm plantation, Kabong. The sexual assault continued in many places like a hotel in Saratok and a bedroom in their Kabong village until she reached the age of 15. It was stated in the Borneo Post that the victim was also raped in a car park at the roadside in Kampung Sibuyaw, and in a house toilet the same year, 2017. Though the accused pleaded guilty to all 5 rape charges in September 2017, he was imposed with a total of 22 years of imprisonment and 4 cane slashes per charge under the Section 376(b)(1) of the Penal Code for raping. As ordered by the Sessions Court to proceed with the sentences concurrently, another jail sentence of 5 years was put on him under Section 354 of the Penal Code for molestation. The High Court decided to impose successive charges after appealed by the prosecution, causing the man to face up to 112 years of jail imprisonment in total. However, Simon Saya, a lawyer from the National Legal Aid Foundation, YBGK, represented the accused and appealed for the previous jail sentences to be conducted simultaneously due to the age factor of the man. Based on the percentage and statistics, the average life expectancy of men in the country is about 70 years. The accused is now 52 and may not live long enough to serve the sentence. Simon Saya, what do you think of this situation? Do you think age is a factor for people to escape away from the punishments they're supposed to get? Also read, Malaysian man and teenage girlfriend detained for selling Sayabu coffee in Taman Desa. Source, The Borneo Post. Source, Dayak Daily. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.